This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So real quick, let's revisit the beginning of the show today. Sam has now been visited by no fewer than 8 tree trimmers who are there to give a bid for Wilson. First of all, we've never met a man named Wilson ever in our lives.
That is correct.
Collectively. Tell everybody what the text line told you about 20 minutes ago.
So a realtor texted in and said, I have a similar story. I would love to call in and chat. Well, we had moved on to the stadium conversation, so I just texted him and said, please share. They're a realtor. They have friends in the tree trimming business, and one of their friends who owns a tree trimming company was contacted by a guy named Wilson. Now, this was not recently. It wasn't my address. It was a totally different situation. And it turns out that the home at the time that they were told to go check out was actively for sale and did not have owners living in it.
Okay.
So Wilson, whoever you are, was emailing and calling this tree service saying, I need your prompt service. I'm out of town. If you go over and take care of the tree trimming service that I need, I will Venmo you the money. Well, this tree trimmer, knowing he had a friend in the realty industry, reached out and said, hey, do you know anything about this property? They looked it up. They found out that it was vacant at the time and was for sale on the market, and found out that Wilson had nothing to do with the property.
So it's not a scam necessarily if this is happening to you against the homeowner. They're trying to get a tree trimming service to fall victim to the old, if you Venmo me, I'll Venmo you back and we'll pay you a deposit. Some sort of scam to get money out of the...
Either that or they're
hoping you show up and just do the service without speaking to a homeowner.
But who would benefit financially from that?
Are they anti-climate change?
No, I don't.
Cut down all the trees for free.
No, I don't. It's still, there's something missing with this scam.
It makes no sense. They did say, the realtor said that, that they have no idea why it happened either, but they wanted me to know that I'm not being punked.
I'll tell you this.
This is a regular thing that happens.
I had someone very close to me lose her father, okay? And he was in the town where he lived. Let's say it was Prairie Village, even though it's not. But a relatively smaller-ish, affluent part of where he lived. Let's say it was Mission Hills, even though it wasn't. That makes more sense. People, when he passed away, Scott, my girlfriend said people came out of the woodwork because they saw the obituary. They saw his title in life. Let's say the CEO of whatever passed away, or
he was a bigwig,
a physician, longtime community physician, passed away of Mission Hills, Kansas. My girlfriend says to me, my brother goes over one day. And my dad, who has no appointments, his wife had passed away. There's nothing on the calendar. They said, what are you doing, Mom? And she goes, well, I've got 2 appointments today. And they go, what do you mean you have 2 appointments today? She goes, well, these nice people came by and they're wanting, I'm going to put solar panels on the roof. And the son goes, Mom, what do you mean you're putting solar panels on the roof? She's 85 years old. You know, it takes 30 years or something.
Well,
she goes, well, some nice people came by and said that it's going to save me money on my electric bills now.
When you're dead.
Scott, they said people, unscrupulous people, came out of the woodwork with all kinds of businesses, not just home improvement businesses.
Yeah.
They came out of the woodwork because they saw the name, the title, and the city of Mission Hills, which,
money,
and We're here to keep you company because we know you're lonely. And if you just sign right here, I mean, there was a list of businesses, Scott, you wouldn't even believe. And so the son said, oh, when is the next person coming over to talk to you about this? She said, well, that's funny. They're going to be here in 30 minutes. The son goes, huh, okay. Well, I am just going to sit here and hang out. And
so what happened then?
Yes, and you know what happened.
He got in their
He
grill.
Said, get the hell out of here. This woman drove up in a beater car. And she was like, well, that's not up to you. I've already talked to her, and she wants to buy this and that and that.
Well, it is up to me.
I am starting to wonder. Follow me here. In this day of social media, and we have various other ways to tell people that there is a decedent, is the obituary not the way to go? Because what happened in my girlfriend's case is the scammers came out of the woodwork. You are then announcing that no one's going to be in the home that has anyone to do with this family, especially if you have an unusual last name, from 3 to 5 p.m. when there's a memorial service. Like, you're really just announcing it to ne'er-do-wells, because everyone who's close with the family already knows he has passed, already knows from phone call chains and meal chains that the memorial service is going to be in July on this date.
So I don't take any issue with people who post on Facebook that their mom or their dad or brother, sister, whatever, whomever, has passed. I think they probably do it more for their own mental health, for lack of a better phrase, just to get it off their chest. What I've never understood, and to a point that you just made, I've never understood why they do it to begin with, because when my mother does die, and, you know, I want her to live forever, but that's not biologically possible, everybody who needs to know will find out from me or my brother.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mrs. Terrell or Mrs. Hummel or whomever, my aunt, whatever, they'll all know because we will have called them. And so I wonder sometimes, and I don't mean this derogatorily, but people who post that their loved one has passed on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, are they just looking for the sympathy right back?
No,
you know, I'm sorry to hear about that.
That I don't think, because I do think today it is the most appropriate way, without telling someone to sit down and make 700 phone calls. It is the most appropriate way to let everybody know. You've probably heard right now that this person has passed. Thank you so much for reaching out. I think it's a more in some ways a safer tribute to your loved one than throwing it out there in the Miami Times, especially if you have, not to use your last name, Sam, but I will. Let's say you have the last name Stevie, and it says, okay, so-and-so Stevie has passed away. You know, the surviving family members include, and then you list all of the people
that are going to be gone.
That are
from
now
two
going
to, five.
To be gone, yeah. From, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I am starting to think, Scott, it is not the way to go to publicly tell everybody there's been a death.
Is there a legal reason that people do obituaries?
Well, I think back in the 70s and 80s, like if you ask my grandparents, they would always read the obituaries. They'd go,
yeah, to make sure they weren't in it.
Well, I'll be darned. Did you see that Ray so-and-so passed? Well, I didn't know that. Well, because back then, you know, if you went to high school with somebody 50 years ago, there wasn't another way like Facebook to let everybody know that this has happened.
Maybe.
Didn't it used to be required for the death certificate?
That's what I thought. Is
like a public...
I thought it used to be required.
Similar to a name change.
It's not required now. It's an enormous... It's one of the important ways that newspapers still make money. It is expensive to put...
Oh, it is wildly expensive.
The photo and anything more than three lines or something.
Well, I know in the New York Times, for example... And they still do obituaries. I haven't picked up a hard copy of the Kansas City Star in a long time. I don't know if they still do obituaries or not. But in the New York Times, you get for free, I believe, three sentences.
Yeah.
And then anything more than that.
Birth date, past date, survived by, that's it. And if you've got a big family, you better be abbreviating. Here's the other thing. Do you still have to put, or do the hospitals put, the baby names in the paper? I wouldn't want that anywhere published anymore.
You remember when you had to, I think it was legally required, marriage and divorce?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you want me, you're going to require me by law to put a failure in my life
in the paper.
Look,
Scott's in the newspaper again.
Well, hey,
simmer down.
Like you've got room
simmer
to talk.
Simmer down.
Listen here, Madam Name Change.
Oh, my.
Madam Name Change. Well, yeah, you did have to post for every name change back in the day.
I am honestly curious if you've recently had a baby or a grandchild, is that stuff still in the newspaper? No way would I want that in the newspaper.
I wouldn't either.
I don't believe it is. There is no legal requirement, by the way, to post an obituary in 2025.
But was there? Somebody on the text line says KMZU still reads obituaries on the air. I remember when I was working at KLWN in Lawrence in the 90s, Hank Booth, may God bless him, he had a little show from 9 to 10 called According to the Record. And Hank would get into the studio. It was the only time he was ever on the air. And he would interview some local bigwig in Lawrence, you know, the mayor, the head of the Chamber of Commerce, or, you know, somebody from KU or whatever. And then at the end of the show, he would grab his Lawrence Journal World.
Let's just see who's no longer with us.
And he would read the obituaries.
Dearly Departed Hour, brought to you by Metamucil.
And it would sound like Ethel Brown, 85, passed away quietly in her sleep overnight, blah, 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 blah. He would read all the obituaries. And I'm like, and you know every old person in town was listening to make sure that their name was not read. Whew, I'm still here.
Still good.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie. My name's Scott here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Text line is loaded with people who had a family member die, obituary in the paper or online. Next thing you know, their family got robbed for $700 of this or that.
Yep.
$1,000 of this or that. Had a buddy just text me. I won't name names. He says, hey, Scott, my dad got robbed during my mom's funeral because of the very thing you guys are talking about. It was back in 2003. Tell you, if you're going to announce that a family member has passed, do not publicly announce when and where the funeral is going to be. Because you have just alerted any ne'er-do-well exactly what time they need to arrive and take your stuff or their stuff. Lynn in Spring Hill. Hello, Lynn.
Hi.
Hi.
So, two things. Back in 1961, it was my dad's turn to name the baby. I was with me. And he found my name in the obituary. My first and middle name. Went to the hospital, told my mom what my name was. Oh, that's beautiful. It's not a beautiful name. And I didn't find out. She didn't find out until I was 11 where the name came from. That was one thing. And then the scams that are done on the obituaries, the grandparent scams. I don't know if you guys have heard of those.
Yeah.
I mean, you've given in the children's name, the spouse's name, the grandchildren's name, where they live, everything that they need to be scammed. And Dana, as you were talking, you know, older, all the facilities aren't there anymore. And they call and say, hey, Grandma, it's me. Oh, is that you, Jack? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And it's just, I've been in banking for 47 years. And what Scott just said, you know, the house is being robbed. You have to have a house sitter there if you announce those things. Not a fan of obituaries.
Nope. There's even an alert from the International Cemetery Cremation and Funeral Association that there have been scam artists calling, pretending to be from the funeral home, saying we needed updated credit card information because the service is going to be a little bit more expensive than we thought. Like, just think think of all the time, Scott, where you're like, oh, my brother's handling that. Oh, can I have his number again? I'm so sorry to bother you.
Yeah.
You know, just be so careful.
And you're grieving at the time.
Yes.
And so you're probably a little bit more gullible than you otherwise would be. Phil in Sugar Creek. Phil, hello.
It's Bill. That's okay.
Hey, Bill, go ahead.
I was telling your screener that at one time, Lauren Green was called the Voice of Death because he read the obituary, the names of people who died during the war.
Oh.
Okay, Bill. I think that's it. Roy in Topeka. Roy, hello.
Hey, hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that, yeah, I agree with you about the newspaper, but also a lot of the times when you're taking the service of the funeral homes and everything like that, you know, your mind is not thinking about that process, and they start putting the information online about the funeral, the time and the place and where it's going to be located at and everything. And, yeah, you have people like that, but I say the most people that are the crooks in this is the family. I hate to say that, but, yeah. And just to give an example, my wife's mom had passed away 2 years ago, and then come to find out that her grandson, or my wife's nephew, he decided that he wanted to take everything. And more or less, he hired this lawyer or something, and he was sending us notification, hey, we're going to do this, and you don't have to show up. Well, we decided to show up because her nephew doesn't do anything. He has never graduated from high school, and he knew every single account that she had. He knew where the money stashed at. Everything. My wife's mom just had money just laying around the house, you know, and fortunately he came to my wife and said, oh yeah, here's $20,000. And he knew her bank account and he just thought he was going to get everything.
Oh, good Lord.
Just 2 years.
But Roy, this is why everyone listening, you got to have a will and a trust, man. You got to write it out. This is where this goes. This is where the house goes. Or then it goes to a judge or someone can steal everything.
Unless your nephew gets to the house before there's time for other people to go there and get the paperwork.
Backs up a U-Haul.
Yeah. And just empties her out. A number of people in the text line are saying the same thing with wedding announcements. Watch out.
Yep.
Because then they know.
Does it need to be announced anymore? I would say no. You know, I suppose if you're part of the New York High Society, you know, still want to put that in the papers or whatever. But does it really need to be announced here and today that you're, when everyone knows you got engaged, it's all over social media.
Right. Also, arrange for somebody to house sit your home during a funeral.
It's a great idea.
It is a good idea. Isn't it sad that we live in an age where I'm going through one of the roughest times of my life? Yep, I've just lost somebody that I care
better
about.
Better have somebody there.
And I need to, in all the time that I'm planning this funeral and making arrangements and, you know, on the phone constantly talking to people to let them know and when the funeral is going to be, now I have to take time out to call one of my friends who doesn't know my loved one very well and won't be going to the funeral.
Yeah, you weren't close enough to us to attend the funeral, but would you mind just coming and hanging out?
It's a mild insult, is it
you
not?
Avoid stealing all of our stuff while we're all at the funeral.
Know what you would ask? You would ask one of your adult children's friends.
Probably.
Look, I'll kick you $50. Do you mind coming over and, you know.
Just hang out at the house or sit out on the front porch so they know somebody's home. 913-586-7798. When we get back, he's considered to be dangerous. He's on the loose. But if he's dangerous, why was he on work release? We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The closest NBA team to Kansas City is headed to the NBA Finals. The Oklahoma City Thunder advancing last night with a 124-94 win over Minnesota.
It's going to be a wild finals.
Yeah, because the Knicks are going to get knocked out tonight.
The Knicks are going to get whooped on by the Pacers.
So it'll be Indiana and Oklahoma City.
Ooh. I really want an NBA team here. I've been the one in the past to argue that we don't have the infrastructure to sustain it. But, man, I would love to have one here.
What do you mean? We have the Sprint Center, T-Mobile Center.
Well, yeah, but then you get down to the argument of what brings in more money, 3, 4, 5 concerts a week.
Right.
Or
an anchor tenant.
Yeah.
Story here from Channel 9. The Kansas Department of Corrections says an inmate is missing and is considered an escapee from a minimum security work release facility in Johnson County. They're looking for Anthony Mansfield, 36. Line forms to the left, ladies. He's a doozy. He's got a big old frontal neck tattoo and everything. Mm-hmm. Mansfield was convicted in Johnson County on property crimes. He was given an 8-month sentence to be served at the Johnson County Department of Corrections Adult Release Center at New Century. It is a minimum custody work release center. Inmates are housed at the location. They work off-site per an agreement between the Kansas Department of Corrections and the Johnson County Department of Corrections.
Is it possible, can I ask, is it possible he was not dangerous 2 days ago, but then became dangerous yesterday?
I do not know, Dana.
Was there a delay in the danger zone?
It's possible,
if
when,
you will,
when he didn't show up for work yesterday and then didn't return to the jail last night.
Right.
That he went from being normal to dangerous.
Got it.
Does he have violent priors? Because property crimes typically don't come with he's a dangerous criminal.
But maybe when you're on the lam,
you get a heightened level of
quotient. Goes up.
Okay.
Or maybe the Department of Corrections is referring to him as dangerous to make everybody more heightened as to their lookout status on this guy.
All right, listen to this next story. You know I love sweepstakes and prizes and giveaways and all of those things. However, have you thought about what would really happen if you won a gigantic prize like, let's say, a house? Because I have the answer.
You don't want to win a house.
Move that bus. I have the answer. A Kansas City house that was offered as an HGTV prize.
You don't want it.
Was placed on the market and just sold for $625,000.
That's a nice house.
According to the Kansas City Star, listen to what happened. The winner of the 2024, quote, sweepstakes for the HGTV Urban Oasis will not go home to Waldo after all. Despite the fact that a house in Waldo was in fact redone and offered as a, quote, grand prize. The reason is a secret second prize option hidden in the rules of the giveaway, and here is why. A buyer did just close on the Kansas City house in Waldo for $625,000 on Tuesday. $625,000. Okay. It was not the sweepstakes winner. After the reveal, the winner of the sweepstakes had a choice. She could either take the house, the furnishings, the fixtures, and the art, all of which were valued at almost $670,000 plus a $50,000 cash bonus, or she could take $250,000 without the house plus the $50,000 cash bonus. And she chose the latter with the home going back on the market, and you hit the nail on the head.
It's taxes.
Do you have any idea what the tax implications look like when someone, quote, sweepstakes gives you a $670,000 house? Here's what it was, and I'll tell you.
45%.
It is an enormous tax liability. The house counts as income on your taxes.
Yep. And as I believe it's also considered a bonus by the government.
If you took that free house, you would have to pay, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
$263,000 just in income taxes on the house alone. That's even before the income taxes on the cash prize and on top of your own employment income. So let's say you make an even $100,000 a year.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
You're already paying what, 15, 20 grand in taxes a year on that? Then you add the $263,000 to that.
Mm-hmm.
For the free house,
yep.
That is counted as income. That then rockets you into a much higher tax bracket.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And start paying Uncle Sam.
Yeah, now you're paying 38% because of the tax bracket you just moved yourself into for 1 year. And then I would bet that the house would also be counted as a bonus.
So it's a higher tax.
It's an income bonus, which increases the percentage.
Which means you're almost never, when you enter a sweepstakes to win a house, You are almost never, unless you're independently wealthy, mm-hmm. you are almost never going to take the house.
Let me ask you a
question.
It
would sink you.
Do you remember when you were on The Price is Right?
Yeah,
and
it sunk us.
And you won the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
You won the entire game that day.
Yes.
And do you remember that fun trip that you took to Puerto Rico?
I do not.
Wait, but you won a trip to Puerto Rico.
That is correct.
Do you remember driving around in that really cute car that you won?
I do not.
But you won a car.
Correct.
Why didn't you go to Puerto Rico, and why don't you own that car?
Because it was going to cost $17,000 to keep those prizes.
That's exactly right. The only thing you kept was the trip to Napa Valley.
And that ended up costing us $9,000 in taxes.
Now, wait a minute. With a home, though, could you not take out a mortgage to pay off the taxes? I mean, you obviously
you
have.
Well, Sam, that's
you
a
have
shell.
The leverage.
That's a
no.
shell game. If you turned around and sold it, this is the way to look at it. Someone gives you a free $600,000 house, $670,000, and what did we say it just sold for? It sold for, hang on, $625,000. Okay, you take the house, you take a $236,000 tax hit, you turn around and sell the house. There are also tax implications when you sell a house. If you clear a certain number, and I think it's like $250,000 or higher, you take a bath on the capital gains on the tax sale.
Well, you don't sell it. You win the house in April, right?
Okay.
You now have the next 8 months.
To pay $230,000 in taxes?
No, to get a $230,000 mortgage.
Like, you're saying take out a home equity loan.
That's not a mortgage. That's a loan.
It would be a loan.
What's the difference?
Well, a mortgage, the bank actually has something that if you don't pay it, they can take.
The house.
Man, I don't know.
You'd have to put the house up as collateral.
Exactly.
Well, maybe.
So then you're basically paying a $260,000 mortgage on a house worth $600,000.
But they would be more than willing to lend you that money.
But here's my guess.
This is why they give you the cash option for $200,000. Then you just walk away with $200,000,
well,
and you pay what?
You pay the taxes.
$20,000 on that.
No, it's more like $50,000 on the taxes. But here's the deal. When you won on The Price is Right, why didn't you just tell them, yeah, we'll take all those and we'll pay the taxes on the back end some other time down the road?
Because with some of the taxes, they make you front load it.
That's right.
You have to pay it up front.
You could not have left the state of California without paying the taxes on the car and without paying the taxes on the trip to Puerto Rico.
Oh, they'll get you.
They'll get you every time. So every night when I'm sitting at home watching Wheel of Fortune, and, you know, the other night it was Hawaii night, and then a couple weeks ago, it was Disney, and the other night, or a couple weeks ago, it was Cruise Week or whatever. Somebody won a trip to Hawaii the other night, and I literally looked over at T, and I go, guess who's not going to Hawaii?
Because they always go valued at
$16,000. Back to you, Rai. And that, by the way, the voice guy on Wheel of Fortune is the most annoying human being. He is so fake.
He's pretty excited.
And now back to you, Rai, on the trip to Hawaii.
They call him Rai?
Well, he calls Ryan Seacrest either Rai or Rai.
Okay.
Anyway, it's disgusting. And somebody won a trip to Hawaii, and the trip for a week, and for whatever reason on game shows, the trips are always way overpriced. I've never understood it.
Every time.
But this trip to Hawaii was $14,000. So if you want to take that trip to Hawaii, the taxes you're going to pay on what they consider the value of that trip, you could actually buy yourself a trip to Hawaii for less than the taxes that you would have to pay up front.
I had a tax person tell me immediately,
Don't
accept any of that stuff, because it will sink you if you do.
But wait a minute, we're comparing apples to golf balls here. So I get these ads all the time for these super souped up off-road vehicle giveaways.
Right.
I've never entered one. I've considered it, but I don't want the email blasts. If I were to enter it and win that $150,000 off-road vehicle, super sweet, you guys would see me pulling in the parking lot from a mile away.
It is counted as income.
And if they called me and said, hey, you won this car, I would say, that's great. I'm going to need some documentation letting me know that I won this car.
Yeah.
I need some written proof that this car is coming into my possession, and I need to know what that tax bill is going to be. I'm going to take that paperwork, and I'm going to drive it straight to the bank. And I'm going to say, hello, Mr. Banker. I have a $150,000 car that's about to be in my possession.
Right.
I have the paperwork right here to show you that. This is a binding contract that they are giving me this car. But I don't have the money to pay the taxes. So if you will loan me $40,000, which is a fraction of the cost of that vehicle, I will happily go get this car. You pay the taxes with this loan. I'll pay it off like it's a car payment. Because if I were to go out to buy the 150,
they can do that, Sam, because what you're asking them to do is front a different type of loan for something that has been gifted to you. They will get you coming and going when it comes to these free giveaways. They just will.
I don't know how that would work because, for example, when we bought the house in Shawnee, the bank is the one who really buys the house.
Correct.
You're telling them that you're going to give collateral on something that you technically own. It's not like I owned the house and then I went and told the bank to write me a check for what I bought the house for.
Right. So I'm walking to the bank and saying, hey, I've got the $625,000 house. I'll sell it to you for a $240,000 mortgage. You don't think they're going to take that?
Which is why, Sam, HGTV isn't stupid. This is why the cash option is $250,000. Because they've run the numbers and they know it's going to be a gigantic pain. You're going to have to hire a tax attorney. You're going to end up probably upside down. You could lose it all if you take this free house and can't pay any of the taxes. Or we'll just give you $250,000. And then HGTV sells the house and makes money on the sale of the house.
Somebody says on the text line, then why on God's green earth would anybody go on these game shows? It's ridiculous.
Because you don't know that until you're in that seat and they go, here, what you want to win is cash. Every single time. Play Plinko if you can. You want to win the cash.
At the end of Wheel of Fortune, when Rai opens up the card.
Stop. We are not doing Rai on this program.
When Rai opens the card and it's $40,000,
that's
the lucky player.
You do not want. In fact, one of the giveaways right now in Wheel of Fortune is a free house.
Yes,
you
don't I want saw the house. That the other night.
You do not want the car. You want the cash.
Yes, you don't want material things. You want cash. And that's it.
By the way, Sam, you have to title and tag and register that car in order to drive it or sell it. And once you do that, guess what? It is no longer considered a new car. It is considered a used car. They have figured all of this out.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Annie is not okay. Your Kearney, Missouri Police Department has just released this warning on Facebook. Protect yourself online. Online scams are on the rise, and scammers are getting more sophisticated every day. And this is the example that they have just posted. It is a photo of Michael Jackson. Yes, that
the singer?
Michael Jackson, who goes by online, quote, the real Michael Jackson 1111 on Insta.
Are we sure it's not Miguel Jackson?
He has 59 followers.
He's such a dork.
And Sam, he writes in a DM to someone, hey, it's Michael Jackson. I'm messaging you from a private account. I'm not really dead. Can you cash at me $600 so I can come back to the United States and put out more music? Signed, Michael Jackson. Yes, favorite student in the front row.
Yeah, Michael Jackson died hours after Farrah Fawcett died on June 25th, 2009.
Or did he?
No, he's on Instagram and he's not really dead, but he does need $600 from
he
you.
He died at the UCLA Medical Center. I'm looking at it right now.
But or did he?
That's what the man wants you to think, Scott. Michael Jackson wants you to cash app him $600 so he can come back to, quote, the United States and keep making music. Yes.
Another question. Michael Jackson was already rich when he died,
right.
Allegedly died, and his music continues to be played.
Right.
He's still making royalties then off of his music
if
being played.
If you were a real Michael Jackson fan, you would know that he has had all kinds of problems posthumously.
Huh.
He legal can't collect, fees and such.
Yeah, he can't collect that money because then the word would get out that he was
that
still
alive.
Yeah.
I so badly want someone to DM me claiming they are Michael Jackson And I will just string them along and say, oh my gosh, this is Annie. Are you okay? I would just start barraging them.
Oh, you think you're a smooth criminal, huh?
Right? Right?
Is the kid yours?
Be like, Michael, oh my gosh, my name is Billie Jean. How did you find me?
If you're not being serious, you need to beat it.
This call has been a real thriller, but I've got to get to work.
You know, Michael, the way you make me feel.
Cut it to me straight. Just give it to me in black or white.
I remember the time when you were all over the papers.
Okay.
I'd love to rock with you again.
You know, get out, that the Kearney Police Department is putting this out because someone has fallen for this. And you would say to yourself, like, there's no way. Okay, there is a woman currently who lost her entire life savings because she thought Brad Pitt was reaching out to her from the hospital, trying to get her to send him money because he was hospitalized and for whatever reason could not access his billions of dollars. And she sent him the money.
This story is so off the wall.
Well, Michael, as you're reaching out, collecting your $600 deposits to come back to the United States, I just want you to make sure that you don't stop till you get enough.
Okay. Get out.
Now, you know Sam is too young to know a lot of this music. I guarantee you he's Googling right now all of Michael Jackson's
deep
albums on Wikipedia.
Not at all.
Yeah,
certainly
you are. Because this is dangerous.
I'm just a pretty young thing.
Whenever you need me, Scott.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Will you be there?
I mean, I'm going Tito Jackson. I'm going Jackson 5 if this guy reaches out to me.
Well, for you, that would be a victory.
Get out.
When you come back, will you come to Chicago?
Get out.
Okay. By the way, speaking of the Jackson clan, LaToya Jackson and Rebby Jackson, the oldest of the Jackson brothers. Oh. LaToya, of course, you know who she is. Celebrating birthdays today. Rebby is 75. He was the first Jackson child. And LaToya, the fifth, is 69.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They both have birthdays on the same day?
Yep.
Siblings born on the same day?
Yep. Well, not the same day, but they're not twins.
Years apart.
Years apart, same day. 6 years apart. Yeah. Well, yeah, I know, but if you were growing up, you wouldn't want the same birthday as your sibling.
Brenniger and his oldest daughter had the same birthday.
Well, that's different. Father-daughter. That's kind of sweet.
Yeah. Same birthday as my mother, in fact.
Ooh, from the text line, Elvis Presley reached out. He said he only needs 500 to come back to the U.S. and make more music.
Well,
better deal.
I got a suspicious
Graceland
mind about that one.
Stop.
Graceland is all tied up in probate. Get out. Get out.
I can't. I work here. Anyway.
You got me all shook up.
Okay, stop. Stop. Now you're reaching. Now you're reaching. Don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. It is available at kmbz.com. You can listen to it anywhere you go, anytime you want. And also on Fridays at 5 o'clock. This is important. Tomorrow at 5, we're going to be doing Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. The news coming up in less than 3 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.